come with me this morning. Underneath the sink at Susan's house. We're searching for the mystery water leak. Good morning, Susan. Welcome back.
Good morning.
All right. The first thing we're going to probably want to do is just make sure that we don't have a continuous ongoing leak. And we're going to do that by making sure everything in the house is turned off and go out to the water dial, water meter, pull the lid off, and watch to see if the needle's moving at all. Okay? Let's eliminate chronic leak first. If, in fact, that's not the case, then we're going to go try and find out if the leak is sourced by use of that particular sink, dishwasher, or garbage disposal. Whether or not it is rainwater or not, I'm going to tell you I'd be very suspicious if it was. This is in a very highly, the area you're talking about, it's highly probable it is a plumbing leak of some type. If it's
We also on the outside of the house, that's where there's the hose hookup as well, which we've been using the hose. So yeah, there's a lot of plumbing there.
A lot of plumbing. How old is the house, Susan?
About 20 years.
Okay. Well, we shouldn't have any real problem with the plumbing system itself at 20 years. But there are professional leak detection companies. What part of the valley are you in?
The Northwest Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, you could get in touch with Walker Plumbing or Thunderbird Plumbing, and they could send out a professional leak detection company to determine if it is any leak in your plumbing supply side. Okay? And that would probably be the next step I would recommend you take.
Okay. Do you happen to know, do we involve homeowners insurance before we've done that, or do we have the professionals come first and get an idea of what we're looking at? Or because obviously it's something big and bad if the whole wall is wet.
Yeah, notify your insurance company and let them know you've got something that may or may not be a claim, and then let them determine when they want to send an adjuster out to take a look at it.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, Miss Susan. Have a great weekend. Hope you can find that leak. And speaking of insurance claims and homeowners insurance, we've got Miss Jennifer now climbing the stairs to her soapbox.
Not a good idea to do business with someone who comes knocking at your door. So the answer is don't let him in.
He could be the devil.
He could be with two legs. Little two-legged riff rat coming to your door. So we've just been having a lot of calls, just a lot of unsavvy kind of guys out there. What's happening is the roofing companies are sending out these aggressive salesmen. So the salesman comes to your door, and if he can sell you a roof, he's going to get $300 to $500 commission on it. So he's going to be a little forceful with you. And with some of the older, more vulnerable people, that can be very scary. And it's frankly not a great way to do business. If you feel that you have roof damage, call a reputable roofer, which would be one of ours. And if you don't have somebody close to you if you have somebody else you want to try, we have great resources on the website called our consumer guides, and it'll walk you through how to choose a contractor. You know, when we vet someone, we have a few more ways we can dig deeper, and we hold a guarantee on our guys. So if you have one of our guys come and you have any trouble, you just call us. But if you're going to choose your own, you really need to do your due diligence. A lot of these guys that these sales guys are representing have only been in business 1 to 4 years.
With complaints already listed.
Yeah. One of them has 5 complaints. We have contractors who don't have any complaints after being on for, 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. So that's not a good sign. And then that also brings up the point that they won't be around when you need the help, when something happens. The roof might fail.
Well, and the heartbreaking part of the whole story is when you run the phone with a particular homeowner, and we're being made aware of this activity very heavy right now in the far West Valley, Surprise, Sun City area. But it's happening valley-wide. As a matter of fact, it's happening statewide. I mean, the governor just issued a state of emergency for Coconino County because of the floods in Coconino County. So we've been hit by some pretty aggressive monsoon storms. But a woman who had already signed the contract with these people that she was uncomfortable with, she was so uncomfortable with them, she was scared to call and cancel the contract for what they might do to her. Boy, If you're dealing with people like that, you're dealing with the wrong. That's not the kind of people you want on your property. And if they won't leave your property, boom, call the police. It's easy as that.
If you don't have internet access, give us a call at this number and I'll send you a consumer guide printed.
And I've proven just now, radio is more powerful than Google.
Yeah.
Yep.
What happened?
Radio is more powerful than the internet machine.
Tell me how.
Because the internet machine couldn't have told me this. Now, all that drywall comes from North Las Vegas off of Lake Mead Boulevard, and they're running 50 trucks of drywall down to Arizona a day. Tim's one of the drivers. He says, I'm up and back every day during the week.
Hey,
you couldn't have found that on the internet machine.
Couple tickets.
Yes, this is Arizona Diamondbacks Tuesday, July 31st, row 18, seats 1 and 2 with a parking pass.
Give us
They're
the name.
The Texans.
Give us the name of the company of Rosie's next construction company.
That was a long title. If you get close, any close answer to that, it's got two M's in it.
Two
of the words have M's in it.
Two great tickets to the Diamondback Rangers. That's this Tuesday, right?
Text it to 411-923.
Jan, I see your question. We're not going to have time to take you on air. Don't hang up. I'll pick up right after we sign off. I'll answer your question one-on-one.